Pasuk says in last week's parsha, in Telchu Mikari, so I mentioned to you last the Rambam says that if a person sees Peronius, which is Boa, and he doesn't respond to the tshuva, he's an achzer. So an achzer is the Lashon of achzor, that the Revolver points out, that he's just being a stranger. He's losing his connection. I want to talk about Shuas, but I want to talk about Shuas in the context of this thought process. I guess there's two types of Peronius. There's a Peronius which you see Peronius happening. You see Peronius which is threatening. So you see Peronius which is threatening. So you... that much more behooves us, the Baruch Hashem is giving us a chance. You see it coming, to do tshuva and try to respond to it. The matzav in Eretz Yisrael, mitzad the relationship of the government towards the support of Torah and the support of B'nai Torah and the support of the yeshiva's learning is probably at its lowest point it's been since the creation of the state, the modern state. Now, there's no shaila that Ben Gurion and his colleagues were not big oyevei Torah. They were not. Whatever reason, they decided to create a status quo. They thought it wasn't worth ripping apart the nation. They figured the Haredim are going to disintegrate anyway, and you know, so it's a matter of time, and so you know, so why make a big fight out of it? And it's just a few years from now, there's going to be the end of them, you know. Okay, but they set up a system which, for better or for worse, was there was many confrontations, etc., over the years. But there's a tremendous move right now to denigrate the Haredim in Eretz Yisrael, and to blame all of the problems on the Haredim, and to take all the political focus onto the Haredim, and to now cut tremendous amount of funding to the yeshivas, the threatening conscription to the army or financial, if they won't conscript, but at least financial, some type of financial disincentive, etc. Yosef Rav Avadya Yosef Shlita, his son Rav Yaakov Yosef, was nifter. Somebody came to me, Menachem Oval, he says, you know, he has tremendous pain for losing his son, but you know that he can deal with. Is if the pain about the possibility of the yeshiva bachram being taken out from the yeshivas, that he can't deal with. And he asked one of the members of the Knesset to go to speak to Netanyahu to speak to him about this issue. And it's a scary thing. It's a scary thing because the matzav in the world is in the Middle East, and the matzav in the world in general, but the matzav in the Middle East is just like you have Syria blowing up on the side over there, where it's going to go, who knows what. There's a saying in Yiddish, you don't want to pray for a new the death of the king, because you don't know whether the new king is going to be any better, right? So Assad being a Iranian prop or Al Qaeda rebels instead. I'm not sure which I wanted better. You know which one's better. You know, but there's tremendous amount of chemical weapons there, and how to deal with that. You know, where it goes, etc. It's just deteriorating, and of course, you know, the government said that there's going to be a red line that they cross if they use chemical weapons. So they use chemical weapons. So the United States government has sent it to the UN to make a decision of how to deal with it. Right, then they will. Act upon the recommendation of the United Nations, of course. So, the mission in the Sefer Sotah says, Baruch Hashem, our government's working very hard on making sure that we recognize that fact. Right? Don't think the United States government will help you with Kiyuzet, because it won't help you with Kiyuzet. Don't think it's anybody else, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu. We used to think it was the United States, it was not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, Baruch Hashem, we know it's not the United States, Right, under Bushy, we're kind of the mission yet, you know, because he had some message he wants to help. But our government is working very strong, and b'mechazik our moon in Chazal, and ain't only shenel v'binish rosh shemayim. The situation in Iran is, you know, the same thing. Our government has guaranteed that they will never let, and, you know, they also guaranteed that they never let North Korea become a, if you remember, you're not old enough to remember that you know, they also guaranteed they would never let North Korea become a nuclear nation either, by the way. So you don't know that. But their intelligence was flawed. By the time they realized that they had it, it was too late. So, okay, hakido. All right. So that they're guaranteeing us that they won't let Iran do that either, you know. Now, but based on the way it plays out in Syria, to go like this, they heard a rumor that they're such intelligent that that's where they're holding. They will not move forward until they confirm it, because even though they have it from British, Europe, from French, British, European, and Israeli sources, but that's not good enough. They have to know from their own intelligence. And then when they do find out, they're going to send it to the UN to find out what they should do about it. That's where it's going to go. So now you're going to have a sugar in Iran with the nuclear weapon. And I have no... But you know, the like if there's any person who's a mashugan in this world who's willing to who would do that, he would do it. Right? The two of them together, the Ayatollah and you know. The Mora says, "What's matzil and klai? So what's megan and klai? So leave an atar." So we have our place where with the Iker Makam of Liman HaTorah in the world, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in Torah, and there's a government which is trying to stop that. And that's not scary. I don't know what scary is. So the question, I guess, if we don't stop and think to do tshuva, so we're achzorim. We're being cruel. We're being cruel to ourselves, because you know it's not something which is just happening to Yidden over there. If it's going to happen to Yidden over there, it's negated to us. And you know, there's no place which is safe. And we're definitely achzorim for the Yidden over there. You know, the matzav is not a portion of matzav, but you know, you just say mikruhu, the drama says, you say mikruhu carry, just a mikruhu, that's the way it is. And this is happening, you know, all this is being thought about and being discussed as we're moving towards the Kabbalah Satara. As we're moving towards a tkufa of the person understanding the centrality of what Torah means in his life. This is Ramchal. Ramchal wrote a sefer called Derech Eitz Chaim. Derech Eitz HaChaim. It was written by the Ramchal as an introduction to the sefer Eitz Chaim from the Rizal. And the Ramchal wrote an introduction called Derech Eitz HaChaim to be madrich you and how to understand the concepts which are there in the Sefer Eitz Chaim. Now, the Sefer Eitz Chaim had parts of it which are significantly difficult Kabbalah, and there's parts which are more standard. Most of the Derech Eitz Chaim actually is not so difficult. It's more of a Musar Sefer in a certain sense. You know, he has a certain amount of Kabbalah in it also, but nothing that we're not used to by this point in time. Okay, I want to share with you two things. The Russian created two things with a similar nature. Seichel of Adam, v'hatorah hamaskelus osoi. The Russian created that the Torah fits the seichel of the person. The seichel of the person fits the Torah. Al Torah nemar, haloi koi debarei ke'eshnu mashem. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, v'dayanu b'zeh ki emes hadaber shatara himamish or echod nitan liyisrael le'orboi. And that's a quote from a Zohar. Ki lo ki chokmas hanokriyos v'yidiyas hachol. Torah is not like other types of secular knowledge. Shainan Ella Yadias Dover Ma Shayasik Hasekel Betirko. It takes work to understand them. We're not denying that it takes effort. But once you have that, you've done that, you have a piece of information. Achatari Hine Kurdishu. Shalom Mitzias Gavoya Begabim Ramatarza Mitzias. And its root is in the highest of the high. Because Shayasik Bahadam Lamata. When a person is oisik in Torah, so that the act of being oisik in Torah allows the or he asher toyer benishmosoi. It's an or, it's a clarity, it's an or. Lagiyos el ginzim ram, which takes him up to those heavens. Ginzim abar yisborach shmoi, up to the gnozim, the hidden places with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'derech ha'oron upula chazaka shehipael lispa, through this tremendous, powerful impact that it makes on the person. With Dvar Chochem, the Pasuk of Mishlei, with Torah or Mamish. V'loi Chochem, but it's not just knowledge. V'loi Shemara or B'derech Dimyon, it's not compared to or in Dimyon. Elo or Mamish. Now, the problem is we don't see the or of Torah. We don't see the or of Torah. But you hear the Ramchal talking with such a clarity. That there's an or in Torah. The Torah is the or which lights through the neshama of the person. The clarity of the person comes when a person is oisig in Torah. He is mechubra to the or. The Baruch Shem has an or that he enlightens the bria with. When a person is oisig in Torah, he's mechubra to that or. Only when he's oisig in Torah, a person learns Torah. He has knowledge. So you can have knowledge. A person is oisig in Torah. I don't understand, like Rashir was talking about by Shal Shudas. I don't understand, and I work on it again, and I get the pshat that it doesn't seem to fit in the teretz, so I have to start over again. And it's difficult. That's when the or comes. Rashir used to always say that there's mice after mice with the stipler. Like, you know, that he would say, he had, you know, Havonis and things, was like, how did he know? So somebody said, you know, so he had Ruach HaKodesh. He says, it's Ruach HaKodesh. It's the or of Torah. There's an or, the Torah has an or, and it's an or, and he's able to see. When you have or, you can see. When you don't have or, you can't see. He sees the world differently than you do, because he has the or of Torah. Person was Makabal, that during Torah, Lishmo, for years and years and years, he has or. And then Shiva usually would say over that, he would say over two mices, when he would say over that, look good about the stipler. He says, Nichken Ruch Kedish. It's the Poshet. He'd bring the Medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the or at the beginning of the Bria. And that or, which was the beginning of the Bria, was such an or, that Adam Rishon was able to see him in Sefer Elamat Sefer. He could see from one end of the world to the other. The Baruch Hu saw that the world was not roy for that or. He was going to sit. That's we're familiar with that chazal. The Baruch Hu calls that chazal. But the Medrash goes right there and says, where did he hide it? He hid it in the Torah. The or has gonuz in the Torah. And that, with that or, you can see Mesefer Elamat Sefer. So you would say over, they say over about the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer, tremendous understanding of the Bria. He wasn't a person who studied. He didn't read. You know, didn't sit there and study the Bria. He didn't study those things. Where did he get it from? He says he used to sit in his little room. As one time person said, he says with that he had a little window up in the. There's not really a little window up in the corner. He says from that little window he sees the whole world, because he had the Or of Torah. And then he would say over a Maisa with the Chofetz Chaim. Rukhatsal Abramsky, Slutsky Rav, was behind our when Russia took over, so he was still in Russia. So the Russians eventually exiled him to Siberia. And it was very dangerous, obviously very dangerous. He was a very weak, physically a very, very weak person. It was a very dangerous situation. And there was a tremendous amount of tefillahs and avodah which was put into to try and get him out. Chofetz Chaim was walking. Rabbi Chanan used to leave his yeshiva Brown, but he used to go to the Chofetz Chaim every single year for Yom Neroim. Chofetz Chaim was walking with Rabbi Chanan an erev Yom Kippur, And the Chafetz Chaim stopped and he looked out into the distance. Looked out, he's looking at something. He says, the Bolsheviki were not successful. The Sutzkarov is escalates from Turma. Sutzkarov is freed. And the Chafetz Chaim said, he looked at his watch, looked at his watch and saw it was 1 o'clock. A few days later, Pchaska Bramsky arrives in Lithuania. And Rukhanan goes to greet him. He says, what happened? There's a Gansa Maisa. They came in, they decided they're going to free him, and they came into American Kippur, and they freed him. He says, what time was it? So he told him what time it was, and he made a cheshir based on the difference between the time zones. It was 1 o'clock. She would say, where'd the Chofetz Chaim see? He was looking out, you can see 50 feet, 100 feet, 200 feet, 500 feet, 1,000 feet, 2,000 feet. From Radin to Siberia is about 2,000 miles. There's an or in the Torah. V'loi chochmo levad, v'loi shemara or b'derech dimin elo or mamish. There's an or in the Torah. Kizu mitziusa namalo. When the Torah goes into your neshama, or goes into your neshama. Like a lighter ray of sunshine goes into a house. He says, but you know, sometimes the or, you gotta make it into a, it's an or, is a, it's also like a, it's called the word Eish. Eish is an or, but it's an Eish. He says, you got to blow on it. You got to blow on it to make that Eish come into an or. That's our act of learning Torah. There's a Zohar HaKadosh. It's interesting to hear the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh of Parshas Pinchas. That they asked Rosh Hashanah Yochai, what's the pshat is that when the Umas Ha'olam, when they learn, they study whatever they're studying, they don't shakle. The only people who shakle are Jews. Suppose this is not a new thing. You think shakling is a new thing. Shakling, it's a Zohar HaKadosh asked this question, Parshas Pinchas. They asked Rosh Hashanah Yochai, what should Jews shakle when they learn? It says, Kasher Oiskim HaTorah, the Mishnaneya, Mekan, Lekan, it's back and forth, but don't have that. So Rosh Hashanah Yochai answered, it reminded me of a tremendous thing. And he stopped and he cried. He says, oi, people go like behemoths, they don't realize what they're talking about. He says, look what we're saying. The difference between the neshama, the kedusha of Yisrael. Ner Hashem nishma sodom. A flame and a candle flickers. It moves. That's the neshama. That's why we shakel at the Zohar HaKadosh. Because we can't sit still. That aura is pushed. It grabs the neshama and makes the neshama move. But there's no knowledge which does that. It's not knowledge, it's an or, it's a light, it's alive. Because I'll talk about the Torah is chargersak, because I'll talk about everyone talking to the Torah and say, biti. We talk about the Torah is a metzius. There's Yerushalmi talks about a person who was his lifetime, he learned a tremendous amount, he chazed it over himself, the giga again and again and again. He was nifter, a little house at the edge of town. He was nifter, and there was nobody to take care of him. So, in the middle of the city, there came this woman, this very, very striking, beautifully woman, dressed in a veilus. She says, "There's this person in the town who took very good care of me. Please go take care of him. Take care of him to make sure that he gets a kavura." They asked her, "What was her name?" She said, "Her name is Chagiga." They went and they turned around and she was gone. Mesechus Chagiga came. Mesechus Chagiga came to take care of him because he was merciful enough to learn Mesechus Chagiga. You say by Hadru. How did it look? You're talking to the Masechta. You're talking to a Masechta. You talk to a person, finishes a science book. He says, how did it look, science book? I'll come back to you. Come back to me. You talk to science books like that. Right? Yeah. Psychology test, maybe, because you text, maybe, you know, because, you know, Bataka, the people learn it sometimes, you know, it eventually affects them. Right? Is that true? Right? Yeah, you don't know. Okay. All right? But so we're going to come back to you. You should come back to us. We'll think about you. You should think about us. Daitan Aloch, Daitan Aloch. Daitan Aloch. Our thoughts will be about you. Daitan Aloch, you should think about us. Lo Nisashim Enoch, we will never leave you. Lo Nisashim Enoch, you should never leave us. You're talking to, there's a being there. You're talking to Torah. It's a yesh. You don't say it once. You say it three times. Now, first of all, a lot of people they say daitan both times. They don't know what they're saying. You know, it's daitan aloch, but daitan chalon. We think about you. You should think about us. Right? Hadran aloch, but hadran chalon. We're talking. You know, it's a two-way conversation. He named Mamor Meilu Tovin B'Taskel B'Sichel Chazak. I'm skipping a lot of pages over here. From all that we've quoted above, you can realize Ki Ein True for the Makkah Yosena. There's no solution for our Makkah, the Makkah of the Yetzer Hara, the Makkah of being in this world, the Makkah of the Sitra Achra, the Makkah of being amongst the Umos HaOlam. There's no solution other than Esek HaTorah. There's nothing which weakens the kayach of the Sitra Achra like learning Torah, being Esek and Torah. During Tach Batat, Hishpia Rav Anisku Lamalab in the Sitra Achra. He used the shame of HaKadosh Baruch, and he asked the Sitra Achra, the Koyach and Shemayim, Shola say, Alma Veloma Adnekat Meteregas, Almeno B'nai Yisrael Yosef Mikol Umais. He asked the Koyach of the Yetzer Hara, why are you being catch against Kleisel so much? During Tach Batat, I mean, during the horrible years. Of Chalmaniki, the horrendous. We don't know what it means. We don't know what those. You know, we live in the shadow of the Holocaust. We don't know what it means. I once read Tisha B'av Taka, description of a very graphic description of the things that they did. I mean, these people, they were behemoths. Doesn't describe them. I mean, the burning people alive is like nunu. Okay, that's not so chiddush, right? Mowing down people, you know, can't defend themselves. But cutting people open, putting cats inside their stomachs, and sewing up again, they catch a claw through their stomachs to rip them a shred. I mean, like that's what they did. That's what they did. That's not, they're not normal. It's a kitchen from the shemayim. What? This is what he answered him. He spat me kam shlosha devorim elu v'achzor mikitrugi. If you are willing to give up these three things, I won't bother you anymore. You'll be like any one of the nations. Shabbos, Milo, b'ktara. If you're willing to give up Shabbos, Milo, and Torah, you want to be the same as every other nation, I won't bother you anymore. You're not nothing special anymore. But you're special. Miyad heishiblo, so... Shimon Ashtrapola answered him, Harav and Iskul Amal, Yoiv to Heim Kaina Makaina, what is about the Oisacha, some Terasena Kadosha Khalilu. A Ray Tobin, Matea Shakola Kabola, Shadasatha, Haino, Hainamis, of Lima, the Terasena, who the Yates are Harag, the Sitrach, Kamoisam, Amovis Mamish. Lacheno Bene, Base Israel, who Samachai. That's it. If we'd be able to see it with our own eyes, so there'd be no Bechir anymore. So that's no kunz. He reads, the guy sits down, imagine, the guy sits down, learns the one blot of Gemara, wow, all of a sudden he's Superman, he jumps, he jumps over high buildings in one leap, however the saying goes, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, right? Shkoyach, of course you learned Torah. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens, a person sits and he learns. But it doesn't take years. It doesn't take years. A person puts in azman, tuzman, puts in a half a year. He looks back after half a year. Where was he half a year ago? In regards to what his davening is like. Okay, what his learning is like. In regards to what his mitzvahs are like. And he sees that davening is a little bit easier for him. And he sees that mitzvahs are a little bit easier for him. And he sees that the learning is a little bit easier for him. That's because the or, he has more or. He sees things more clearly. The neshama is more zach, it's more pure. So the neshama feels the mitzvah now. And it relates to a mitzvah more. The hepuch, what happens in the hepuch? So, like Rabbi Shir mentioned yesterday, Rashi, right? The pasuk says, and the Chazal go through seven levels. Person is not Isaac Batera. And they didn't learn. He's not Isaac Batera. So eventually comes the Madrega of that he's Sonach Chachomim. He's Menach Hermel Asais. He doesn't do mitzvahs. He's Menach Hermel Asais. He's Kervish Lotzivisi. Kervish Behikr. Where did it come from? It came from not being Isaac and Torah. So we think, Chas v'Shalom, I have Shachas to that. I don't know. I mean, Chas v'Shalom, I don't want to say, but in the country. We hear about a new Chumra. Meshuggah Maisa, what are these people? They're crazy. So, that's not Kervish L'Tzivisi. That person doesn't want such things. Really, you have a direct line to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You dialed up to Shemayim and says, can't be. Because me, with my seichel, figured out it can't be. Can't be. Maybe that's this Chazal. Because you weren't Isaac and Torah, so you think Kavish L'Tzavisi. People do Sarah Chachamim. People, what are they doing? Are they struggling? Why are they making people so... What's the problem? That's not Sarah Chachamim. Don't do it! That's not Menach Hermel Asais. Where'd it come from? I'm not saying everything Chumash said is right or wrong. That's not my point. But you know all of them are wrong? There's something like that. Maybe talk to you, Oisik B'Torah. It's not because you're Oisik in that piece of Torah. Oisik B'Torah, there's an or. There's an or in his neshama. There's a clarity. And all of a sudden, life changes. Yeah, life is about doing things right. Life is about connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this issue is takan issue. I need to figure out what to do. And that's a pasha that it's mutter. I don't know. Not fragging a shayla. I think we have shaykhs to that list over there in the second half of the Chukosai, not in the brachas part. In that list of the seven madregas, I think we have shaykhs to it. Because we're not Isaac Batara. The way we supposed we could be. One last, there's just a bit. Isaac Batero. Isaac Batero means that you take Torah to bed with you and you wake up with Torah. You take Torah to the breakfast table and you take Torah to the lunch table. That's what Isaac B'Torah means. A person who's in business, Rishiva always says over a Maisa, Rishiva used to love this service, I don't know, I heard this Maisa from Rishiva, I can't tell you how many times. It says there was a big veer in Mexico City, you have to go raise money for the Yeshiva. Usually the point of time he'd stop and make a comment about becoming a Rishiva, he's a schnorrer now, going to raise money for Yeshiva. He says, what's the grudge of the Kamar Shashiva? You have to go raise money. It better be Malama. You don't have to spend more time raising money. That was usually the comment which came with the Maisa. Okay? Close parentheses, let's go back to the Maisa. So he goes to Mexico, and there's a big gear that he tries to reach. And whenever he tried to reach, he couldn't get through to the fellow. The fellow was, you know, it was in the morning he was busy, nighttime he was busy. Every time he was always busy. He was busy, he's in the middle of a business deal. He's busy on the phone, he's this and that. And finally got into him. So he says, explain me something. I was by your house. He says, you have a gorgeous home. It's a gorgeous, palatial home. You're never there. What did you build it for? She said, I built it for my wife and my kids. He says, what about you? He says, you know, like, how many hours a day can you spend in business? He says, you don't understand, Rebbe. He says, you know, my business is international. So in the early morning, I'm already on the line with Paris. You know, I have to deal with the Paris already. It's the middle of the workday. At the end of the day, I'm talking to Japan. Right? So when are you supposed to go to sleep? You're always busy. He says, but what's with the rest of your life? He says, Rabbi, you want to be matzliach in business? He said in Yiddish, he says, you got a link in the business. And Shiva came back and said, Rabbi Yisai, that's the pshat in the bracha, lasik b'divrei Torah. You're not matzliach in the business. If Torah is a business, it's an asik for you. The businessman doesn't take breaks. Now, we're not holding there yet. It's a picture to go. Right? Imagine you're a businessman, you're 30 years old, right? I can guarantee you want to be successful in business, you don't take a 10-minute break at 10 o'clock, a 10-minute break at 11 o'clock, a 10-minute break at 12 o'clock. You don't do that. And while you're eating lunch, you're doing business. And in the afternoon, the day doesn't end at 6 o'clock on the clock. I'm in the middle of a business deal. There, I'll be home whenever I finish. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, it doesn't make a difference. It's business. You want to be successful in business without falling in the business. We're not holding there yet. Torah is a little bit, there's less Yetzirah to challenge our learning than there's a challenge business. Right? So Yetzirah, so we need to give ourselves balance. Person of Vathal Matara, Lutzarech, is mutter. It's proper. He needs it to stay balanced. But let's get the picture of what it means. If this is our business, when you want it successful in knowing Torah, so I walk out and I'm stuck in a kasher. Oh, it's lunchtime. Let's schmooze for an hour and a half. What does that mean? I need an upshot in the sizes. Not that I would like an upshot in the sizes. I wish an upshot in the sizes. I need an upshot in the sizes. Well, if I need an upshot in the sizes, I don't care if it's lunchtime. See, I won't go to lunch or eating lunch. I'll talk about sizes. I mentioned before that you know, because so I'll say a person eats a meal and they don't talk to every Torah by the meal. It's a zivchei mesim. So shulchan zivchei mesim. So there's a guy in town who used to prepare the right Torah for lunch every day. You say with the right Torah by lunch. He used to drive me up a wall. He used to drive me up a wall. He's a nice guy. He used to drive me up a wall. Sweet guy. He used to drive me up a wall. Like, what do you have to prepare? A bent Torah. To prepare a shulchan Torah to say by lunch. What else are you talking about? If you're linking and learning where you're supposed to, the natural conversation will be about learning. I saw an interesting Rashba today. Really? What did Rashba say? Oh, it's fascinating Rashba. I had an interesting kasha. I had a good teretz. That's what a bentara is supposed to look like by lunch. You have to prepare a stickle tara. Now, it's a madrega also. It's better than that. That is talking about who knows what. Which may be, you know, what we have to talk about. But, okay. I want you to get the picture of where we're going. Chabad Chaim, like after Shalshudas, you know, so the Amoratsim get together and they talk about who knows what, and eventually they end up talking about Lashon Hara. Tamid Chaim, Bistama, they talk, and they really came Chaim. They talk of learning. What else would they talk about? What else is there to talk about? That's when you get the or. That's when you get an or. And that or enlightens an neshama, that or makes a chibra of the human being to his creator. And that's the opposite of keri. It's the opposite of the world of achzer, the opposite of being estranged. It's the world of being mechuber, the world of being connected, the world of being that the is a bar yerlam of velt. The opposite of the kaifer beikr, or the kaifer shalotzivisi, or the maneach er melasos, or the sonach chachamim, or ena oisik a mitzvus, but he's oisik, and he does the mitzvus, and he sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he sees he's halachti besochechem, he sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu walking with them. That's what Eisik Atari gives you. We're on our way to Shavuos. We're on our way to this musik that the Chayav Adam, Chodar Vader Chayav Adam Lir Hazat Vekilo Hu Amen Bar Sinai Lashon Chazal. Yeah. Chayav Adam Bar Sinai. They had no. There was the clarity that or Shemayim Al Yoinim. Everything was opened up. All the time, seven levels. Everything was opened up. They saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yishevizoicha. To makabel our chelik and Torah, to put our shoulder to that, accepting an oil of Torah, and we oisik in Torah, we'll seek Torah, we'll learn Torah, we'll understand Torah, we'll see the aura of Torah, and that'll be a tremendous schus for ourselves and for all of Klal Yisrael.